This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think this shouldn't be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. We've been doing Halloween-themed tisbets all week. We'll wrap it up with this one from UPI, Ben Hooper, coming through again.
Oh, man.
We love this guy. Headline reads, Utah man drops 1,917-pound pumpkin onto his Geo Metro.
Geo Metro, kids, ask your meemaw.
Yeah, there's a video element included that I highly encourage you to check out. It will be in our show notes. A Utah man said a final farewell to his Geo Metro he drove for 35 years by dropping a 1,970-pound pumpkin from a height of about 14 stories. I'm just looking at the still photo from this. Mm-hmm. It looks like a boulder. It's a boulder that's almost as big as this car.
Yeah, it's
a pumpkin.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
Millville resident Albert Gerbert said his 91 Geo Metro finally stopped running this year, 35 years. So he decided to send it off in style by destroying it as one does with a giant pumpkin. His 1,917-pound pumpkin took first place at the Utah Giant Pumpkin Festival. Way off, was hoisted 14 stories in the air by a crane and then dropped onto the 35-year-old compact car, caving it in a spectacular fashion. Gebert says, quote, "It's just something that we've talked about. Me and my wife have talked about for a long time. I guess you've been sitting around. What should we do with it? You know what would be fun? We decided this would be the best way for it to go. And it happened. And it's been kind of fun."
They own that car 25 years longer than the car company was in existence.
That's amazing.
Because Geo was a thing for a moment. There were car companies back in the night. The Saturn, the Geo, all these car companies that came out, you're like, oh, wow, they got some competition. Gone.
Gone.
Gone. But yeah, the Geo car company lasted 10 years. This guy had it for 35. Good. Wait a minute. Did they say it all? How many miles was on it?
He does not have the amount of miles. Oh. It must have been really impressive.
I'm gonna guess between 450 to 675,000.
You have to replace the engine.
At some point.
Yeah. I mean, right?
I'm sure. But a Geo Metro, that was probably what you just take that out of, like, you know, like a shaver and just put it in there because it's like a tiny little engine. And it's like, or just actually put
take it out of your Roomba and you can run your Geo Metro.
Put tiny horses in there. It would work.
Well done.
I would totally do that,
Albert. Alan. Alan and his wife saying goodbye to their Geo Metro, 35 years old, dropping almost a 2,000-pound pumpkin on it.
It's a ton of fun.
Check it out. Nice. In our show notes, go to civicmedia.us at the very top, click on shows, and then go to Matt and Aaron Air, and we have about 2 months' worth of archives.
We have a whole section for This Shouldn't Be a Thing as well on that webpage, so you can find all of our tisbats
right there
securely and if you curated one section, you can listen to them all. Sounds. You can listen to them all in a day, probably.
Calvin, that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.